The United Nations top official for Sudan says the country's warring generals have agreed to send representatives for negotiations, potentially in Saudi Arabia. The Associated Press on Monday reported the plan for talks, even as the two sides clashed in the capital, despite 3 days' extension of a fragile ceasefire. The AP reports UN envoy Volker Perthes says the talks initially will focus on establishing a stable and reliable ceasefire monitored by national and international observers. The string of temporary truces over the past week has de-escalated fighting in some areas, while in others, fierce battles continue to drive civilians from their homes and push the country into a humanitarian crisis. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Sunday he was immediately sending Martin Griffiths, his emergency relief coordinator, to the area. UN officials say Griffiths will work to help bring immediate relief to the millions of people whose lives have been turned upside down overnight. The French news agency AFP reports that more than 500 people have been killed since fighting erupted on April 15th. Sudan's de facto leader, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, who leads the regular army, and his ex-deputy Mohamed Hamdan Daglo, who commands the powerful paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, began fighting after talks for a transitional civilian government stalled. Burhan and Daglo have agreed on multiple poorly observed ceasefires and extended the latest truce on Sunday by 72 hours. Each side has blamed the other for the frequent violations. Abdel Fattah al-Burhani spoke to the Arabic language TV channel Al Hura, an independent news organization largely funded by the U.S. Agency for Global Media, VOA's parent agency. Burhani says he has suggested to Daglo that they both resign from the leadership of the army and the RSF and let others take the lead. Burhani says Daglo replied by saying Burhani should go and he will stay in place. RSF leader Daglo told the Saudi Arabian language television Ashaq News on Monday that he has no objection to negotiations with the army, provided that a ceasefire is adhered to and trust-building measures are taken. Daglo went on to say the only issue to be negotiated with the leadership of the army is a return to a December 2022 framework agreement where both factions agreed to remain outside the political process and hand power to civilians. Since the fighting began, millions of Sudanese have been trapped in their homes, facing shortages of food, water, power, and medicines. Tens of thousands have fled to Port Sudan or other locations while foreign governments are evacuating their citizens. Former Sudanese Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok is calling on the international community to keep pressure on the warring sides in the conflict. At the 2023 Mo Ibrahim Foundation Governance Weekend in Kenya, he said he remained an optimist about Sudan.
Transitions by their nature, they are nonlinear. They never travel in a straight line. They have their ups and downs. It was our unity that toppled the dictatorship. And we should not lose track on that.
Yeah.
We should have been staying the course
yeah.
as a unified front. And I was telling them time and again that to protect the transition, we need to stay unified.
In 2019, a popular uprising ousted the government of longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir. Hamdok was installed as prime minister in a transitional civilian military government, but was forced out when the military took control of the government in 2021. He made his comments in a discussion with Mo Ibrahim at the Ibrahim Foundation's Governance Weekend. For VOA News, I'm Douglas Impuga in Washington.